Turkey's military incursion into Syria entered its fourth day on Tuesday. Turkish forces conducted airstrikes and artillery barrages against targets in the Kurdish-dominated town of Afrin near the border. The operations led to the killing of civilians and military personnel from both sides. The military campaign has further complicated the situation in Syria, with the U.S. and Russia calling on Turkey to show restraint. Ankara, however, is determined to pursue its stated goal, which is, quote, crushing YPG Kurdish militants seen as a threat to its security.
Our forces entered the operation region from different fronts and advanced 10 kilometers inside. They were able to secure 20 points. Our troops will continue to advance until they remove terrorist organizations from Afrin. The main goal of this operation is to secure Turkey's border while preserving Syria's territorial integrity.
A spokesman to Turkish president says the operations would continue until Syrian refugees living in Turkey can return to their homes safely. War monitors, however, say Ankara's onslaught has already forced thousands of Afrin residents to leave their homes and flee to neighboring cities. Meanwhile, Kurdish forces have called on everyone to take up arms and defend Afrin and prevent it from falling to the Turks. The United States supported Kurdish YPG forces under the umbrella group of Syrian Democratic Forces to fight Daesh terrorists in the city of Raqqa. Turkey's recent operations now have further restrained ties between Washington and Ankara. The following weeks and maybe month could prove crucial to the fate of Syria's volatile north. Turkey says Kurdish YPG forces operating in northern Syria are linked with the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK, which it labels as a terrorist organization. The recent clashes has further deepened the longest standing feuding between the Turks and the Kurds, both at home and those living beyond borders. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Hassa, Turkish-Syrian borders.